Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace. From God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In your years of knowing this Christmas gospel, have you imagined what it must have been like? Have you imagined it from the different perspectives of all the characters in the show? You've probably at some point maybe been in those nativity Christmas plays, being an angel, being a shepherd, being a wise guy. Well, tonight I want us to think about Mary and Joseph. Think about Mary, the ride, the journey, the fears of a first pregnancy. Think about Joseph, the unexpected, the fears, the responsibility. These two were told up front, you're going to have a child. And this child is going to be the Son of God. And they had to hold these things in their hearts. And so they traveled to Bethlehem. And there was no room for them in the inn. Imagine Mary, heavy with child. At that point, for those of you who have ever had babies, at that point when you think that baby can't possibly stay in you any longer, she found out she was right. It was time. And what is an exciting and fearsome, scary time for all couples with their first baby. Imagine going into this, remembering vaguely and having pondered for some months now that this child is going to be the Savior of the world. And being the only two people in Bethlehem who actually know this. Because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, if the people of Bethlehem would have known that the Son of God was about to be born there, don't you think they would have made room? Wow, here's this couple, they're having the most important baby in centuries. Maybe forever. Let's make room for him. But that wasn't the case. Because of the way God chose to reveal his Son to the world. But God did choose to reveal his Son to the world in that infant, in those lowly circumstances. And we come back to those words, there was no room for them. I think sometimes maybe when God wants to appear to us, our problem is maybe a little bit reversed of that of Mary and Joseph. You know, the time was there for them, but they had no room. I think for us today, it's more often that we don't have the time. Or maybe we think we don't have the time. Have you all had a busy December? I've met very few people who ever don't have a busy December. And certainly those of you who are active in church and active in the community and active with your families have had plenty to do this December? Do you scramble to get everything done? Did you scramble to get here tonight? That's a time issue. It's a, do I have room on my calendar issue? But it's also a room in the heart issue. Do you know? Think about it. There's a difference between making room on our calendars and making room in our lives. There's a difference between making room on our calendars and making room in our hearts. Do you know, going to church, just going to church, is a matter for the calendar. It's a matter of scheduling. Oh yeah, I'm going to put that on my calendar. I'm going to church. Whether it's once a year, once a week, once a day. That's a calendar issue, just going to church. Worshiping God, serving God, that's a making room for God in our lives issue. Making room for God in our hearts. How are we doing with that? Making room in our lives. Making room in our hearts. The good news of Christmas, the good news of Jesus, the good news of Bethlehem, is that God doesn't even need a lot of room to be made alive, to be made powerful. The Bethlehem stable was room enough for Mary and Joseph. Not much, but enough. Think about how God uses a little and turns it into much. The disciples said, "Lord, there's 5,000 people here that need to be fed." And Jesus said, "Well, how much have you got?" They said, "We have a couple loaves of bread, a few fish." And Jesus said something very much like, "Okay, I can work with that." Because Jesus was born in a stable, slept in a manger. He can feed 5,000 with a little bit that's offered up to him. Or remember the time when the wedding party was still going and they ran out of wine? And Jesus said, "Well, have you got some water?" "We can get some." And Jesus said, "Okay, that'll do." It was offered to Jesus. And Jesus, who was born where there was very little room, could turn it into a grand miracle. But it's not just with things. It's with us too. Imagine old Abraham wandering around with his equally senior wife, Sarah. And God said, "I'd like to do something through you too." And they started laughing. And God said, "No, really. I'm going to give you a baby." Ha! And God did. And through Abraham and Sarah came the whole 12 tribes of Israel, which led to King David, whose city we remember as the place Jesus was born. But it's not just the elderly that God could have some fun with. It's the young ones too. How many times in Scripture have you heard the words, "But I'm just a youth"? Jeremiah, David, Mary, Mary, the Mother of God. But I'm just a youth. And God says, okay, I can work with that. What do you think is limiting you that you think God can't use, but can? Our time, our resources, our abilities, our simple willingness to serve and to love. We offer it to God. And God will say, I can work with that. Watch me. It might just be amazing. I've done that before. This Christmas and every day, may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who came under unusual circumstances to do unusual things, that we need not ever fear any of the powers of this world. The angels that came to announce the birth of Christ are the same angels we talk about in our communion liturgy. When the shepherds got the news of Jesus' birth, there was one angel that made the announcement. They might have thought they were dreaming. And then the whole host of heaven showed up to reinforce the message. On most days when we celebrate communion, our communion liturgy has within it a reference to those very same angels. Remember? With angels and archangels and the whole host of heaven. Those were the ones that were at the birth of Christ. Those are the ones that surround us now. Those are the ones who will be singing God's praises with us forever. For with God, nothing is impossible. Amen.